I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Let's play Someone's Gotta Go.
Start that music, baby.
Get your text messages into our text line 44995. You called me baby. Send us a couple of options.
Only once.
Tell us which one. Tell us which one has got to go. And make them fun and make them creative. Because today we've got our friend Bernadette in Chicago on the line. Bernadette, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey,
doing
Bernadette.
So great.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
You ready to play Someone's Got to Go?
Sure, yeah, go.
All right. Go, she said. What are we waiting for?
All right, well, calm down, baby. I'll play for you, Austin.
Sorry,
anyway.
Quit calling me baby.
Shut up, Kyle.
One's got to go. Bernadette, you're leading us off. It's a big weekend for our Chicago Bears, so one's got to go. Bears or Packers?
Oh, jeez.
Packers got to go. We got to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That's just a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. Right. Of course the Packers have to go.
Come on.
All right, let me think.
Come on, who am I going to pick?
Let me think about this one for
a
little bit.
Yeah, sit on that, will you?
No, it's easy. The Packers got to go.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Pick the easiest one ever.
Yeah.
All right, next one up. In honor of School Spirit Fridays, Lyons Township High School, shout out. They are taking over US 99 today. One's got to go, prom or homecoming?
Ooh.
Which one did you prefer in high school? Bernadette, you lead it off.
I would get rid of the homecoming. I love the prom.
Ooh. That's it. I mean, that's tough. Melissa, I want to know your answer.
Hmm. All right.
I feel like you were like prom queen or something.
No. I was not a prom queen. I was on court. But I will say, no. I will say that, I mean, I think I would agree only because prom was where you really get to dress up. And it was such a big ordeal.
For sure.
You know, it makes
for
some...
Yeah, you thought who you were.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was more build up to prom. So, yeah.
I agree with you. I feel like it feels grander. It feels bigger. It's the end of the school year. It's great.
However, it does. And you'll never believe who played our band was.
Who?
In 1973, Styx.
Styx played your prom?
No way.
Yes. I swear to God.
How did they get that to happen, Bernadette?
I don't think they were that... known at that time.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think it had to have been shortly after because I think they're from the 70s.
No, 80s, right?
73. They played at our prom.
Wow, that's crazy.
Bernadette, what a fun tidbit. But even with all that said, I'm going to say prom's got to go, homecoming, because only one of them comes with a football game.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Sports over there. Of course.
Right, let's do one more, Kyle.
All right, one more for you, Bernadette. One's got to go. Fridays, that Friday feeling, the Friday energy going into the weekend.
Oh, man.
Or Chris Stapleton.
Ooh.
Oh, God, it would have to be Friday. Gotta go. I like Chris Stapleton.
Okay. All right. That's good because today is... today is a Friday, so like it's gotta go. But Chris Stapleton's right here.
He is.
Bernadette, well done.
Wow, you know how to pick him, Bernadette.
I mean, he's no Styx, but, I mean, Chris Stapleton's pretty good, right?
I'd say so. Austin, we got an email from Danny, who has a coworker. They don't know if they don't get along or they're just one's annoying to the other one, but he doesn't know what to do because the guy keeps asking him to go like have lunch, dinner, and all kinds of stuff. So we're talking to Danny from Tinley. Danny, what's the situation and what exactly do you need help with?
Hey, so I have this one like really annoying coworker who tries really hard to be liked by everyone in the office, but especially with me, because he sits in the cubicle next to me. So, lucky me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, lucky.
You know, he asked me if I want to go out to the bar over here, Dendrino's, and I say no, but he still, you know, asks like clockwork every Friday. So,
really?
Yeah, and I feel like I'm kind of out of, like, my excuses are getting, like, yeah, absurd. Like, I told him my rabbit is giving birth the other day, and I had to get out of there.
Your rabbit. Wow. Okay.
I think it's kind of weird. He doesn't seem to be getting the hint.
I'm just trying to avoid being rude.
Look.
I have the same situation with Austin here.
Yeah, well, no, like, I was going to say.
Absolutely crazy.
Danny, if anyone can understand annoying coworkers, it's me. So I'm right there. I relate to you. Here's what I would suggest. Every week he says, hey, I'm going to the bar. Just be like, okay. I'm in. Let's go this week. And then last minute come up with something like, you know, oh, I got to run home. I'm sorry. I can't go today, but next week, I promise. That move we call the Melissa because
what?
Every week
started,
I have invited her to come to Egg Harbor with me. It's my Friday spot every week. I look forward to it.
No, it was a year and a half ago said it's an open invitation.
And Melissa
said
she was going to go one week and and then last minute was like, oh, I got to go pick up Porter from school or something, you know. And so she completely dodged me. And she goes, but next week, I promise. That was, I think, 60 weeks ago.
Wow. So it worked.
So, and she is yet to come, which is fine. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Get it. You know, and I think eventually, if you just never show up, he'll stop asking. Because I've stopped asking Melissa Egg Harbor, so...
I don't know. This is really hard because, I mean, gosh, what do you say? I think maybe, you know, I got it. Maybe you need to say, look, my favorite thing, which is actually true for me, I just need to get out of work and go home. It's not my thing to like go out and drink and I just want to go chill. No offense. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, right. You know? Like you just need that time to unwind. Just tell them like, look, I just don't like to go places right after work. So that way it's like kind of like a look, this is more on me than it is you.
Yeah, that might be the way to go.
And then Danny, instead of going to the bar with him, you could come to Egg Harbor with me because I need someone to go with me. Right. Danny, dude, thanks so much for calling, man. We hope it works out with you and the really annoying coworker. And if you ever need someone to talk to about really annoying coworkers, my number. So just hit me up. So now I want to know what kind of annoying coworker traits are out there, Melissa.
Right, because Lord knows we're dealing with annoying coworkers.
Okay, all right. Let's talk annoying coworkers. Let's talk about annoying coworkers. What is the habit or something that a coworker of yours does that just grinds your gears? It really gets you worked up.
Yeah, 312-946-4995. We're talking annoying coworkers next.
Leo in Woodridge.
Leo, do you have an annoying coworker?
I actually have a lot of annoying coworkers where I work at.
Wow, aren't you lucky?
Are we safe in asking you where you work, or would you rather not say?
I'd rather not say because I'm not like necessarily like I don't know if they listen to you guys. You know, I'm up at this time, but
sure.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Okay,
no.
So what makes your multiple coworkers so annoying?
So okay. Well, I work in a warehouse, okay, and I'm 21, still young, you know, in college, and just trying to make my money.
Sure.
So these coworkers of mine still live in that high school mentality, and they're in their 30s, 40s, okay? I'm sorry if you're around that age. I don't know your age.
Sure.
But so they go off of drama, and that's the only way they can live their life there, and it's just annoying because I don't have time to deal with that high school experience anymore.
Can you give an example?
So it's very annoying.
Like, what are they doing that's creating drama?
So say if somebody wasn't on a forklift truck, and they're complaining about it or somebody standing around, and then they're just going out their way to tell other coworkers in the facility, telling them, oh, this person is not doing anything. They're just like, just bullshit, like around, and they're just doing nothing, completely nothing. And then it just makes us look bad. And it's just like high school drama, and I don't like it.
Oh my gosh, annoying. That's hilarious. Because I think it's so funny when it's like, you're the younger one, but right. yet these older guys are like complaining and whining right. and gossiping. No, and so-and-so's not doing this, and so-and-so's not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating because you're probably like, I'm supposed to be the immature one. Like, what's going
yeah,
on
exactly.
here?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Oh man. It's never fun when people are always talking behind other people's backs.
Always.
It's like sometimes like when coworkers call into radio shows to talk about their coworkers' backs, you know?
Sometimes yeah. you gotta vent, Austin. That's what this is for. This is no. all about venting.
No, I'm joking with you, Leo.
You like, gotta vent.
Leo, thank you so yeah, much no. for calling, dude.
Yeah,
seriously.
Tell, like, Joe, get back on the forklift, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, okay, man, you have a good too. Day. Becca and Crystal Lake.
Do you have an annoying coworker?
Well, no. Well, I think this has happened at every job I've ever worked at, but people who just come and start talking to you before you've had your coffee, like before you've sat down, oh it drives me absolutely nuts.
Oh my gosh, I 100% get you because I come into this office a back way so that I can have some
Melissa,
quiet
yeah,
time
Melissa
before.
Avoids us. She, no joke, like she found some like secret way into the office, avoids both Kyle and I until she has her, she doesn't come into the studio until she has her coffee.
I get it. I will literally sit in my car and drink coffee before I go into work.
Isn't it kind of like you just have to reset your brain, you know?
Exactly. I call it decompressing.
Yeah.
Decompressing.
Before the day even starts, I'm like, I'll decompress before I right. go in.
Better yes, to decompress absolutely. Than to decaffeinate, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right.
I just love that it's like literally like a Kathy comic come to life. You know, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
It's so true.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks so much for sharing that. And, you know, making it seem like, you know, maybe I'm not so crazy because the guys here get a little offended. They're like, she just never says
yeah, no,
hello
cool.
until
I mean,
first thing in the morning.
It would be nice to have a little camaraderie before the show starts, but no, it's cool.
No, you're not crazy. I would sit and drink coffee for like an hour before work if I could. We're on the same page, Melissa.
Oh, good. I love you, Becca.
I love you guys so much.
Oh, well, thank you, Becca. You're the best. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm hoping you had your cup of coffee before this call, right?
Oh, of course I did. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have called.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Have a nice weekend.
Okay. Thank you too, Becca. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Melissa, look, when it comes to annoying yeah. coworkers, I feel like you and I know that market better than most.
Without a doubt. So, Austin, we talked the other day because there are reports that the millions of dollars worth of the Queen's jewels will be going to her favorite daughter in the family, which would be Kate Middleton,
right.
even daughter by marriage.
Right. And I remember you saying specifically when we were talking about it, how if you were to get the crown jewels,
yeah.
you would wear them out and about. Like, you would just, like, wear them, like, as jewelry.
Well, it is the crowns and,
yeah,
like,
but it's
draped
like the most,
in jewelry. Could you imagine?
But it's worth, like, $1 billion or something.
It's millions of dollars,
okay,
Austin.
Okay, but still. Okay? That's still a lot of dollars.
So we thought, okay, how about we talk to one of my favorite insurance agents around. I've known you for a long time. Eric Nelson from State Farm in Palos Heights. Hey, Eric.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. My take on the crowns of jewels is very simple. I have about probably 50 jewelers that would love to be able to sign those appraisals.
Yeah, right, right. Eric, like as an insurance guy, like would you recommend that Melissa wears these crown jewels out if she was to get them?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know, it really depends. I guess if you're going to take some pictures, probably not. You probably go viral and have a lot of friends that you didn't know you had. Probably be putting in a claim pretty quick, too.
Because they'd be stolen?
That'd probably be the case, yes.
Eric, I want to know, how many times have you ever had somebody claim lost jewelry?
That's an interesting question, too, because in my prior life, before becoming an insurance agent, I was an internal auditor. So there were times that I got to review claims of situations that were kind of interesting. So, you know, as an agent, I've had, let's see, my brother-in-law lost his wedding ring in Lake Shelbyville. My wife lost a diamond moving a garbage can because the setting broke.
Oh, no.
I think she lost a wedding band playing Frisbee. Luckily, we found that one. Being a former auditor, I always found it interesting that jury claims seem to increase right before tax time and right before the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Is that true? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That is really interesting. So what do you do about that?
That's why we have claims partners who investigate these kind of situations. You know, going back to taking pictures, I remember one claim that I got to review. This gentleman, a former professional athlete, put in a claim for a watch that ended up being in a picture for an award that he got after it was supposedly lost.
No way.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So it's one of those where, you know, you have to kind of take a good look at it and investigate it. And so something with the notoriety, with the crown jewels, those would be well documented. I definitely recommend that you keep them in a safe place, whether it be a safe or, believe it or not, I have a relative that keeps her jewelry in paint cans. She figures if anyone breaks in, they're not going to steal them.
Yeah, right.
If they're in paint cans.
Eric, I thought you were going, or if you want, I've got a relative that will keep them for you.
In their house.
Yeah, keep all your valuables. Yeah. So you can just hit her up and we definitely won't sell them and share the money.
But you don't have to worry. I mean, you guys, if I wore them around my neck, nobody would think that they were real anyway.
I don't know. I don't trust it. No.
Boy, would that be fun to be draped in real jewelry. God.
I think it would be great to see.
One woman can
great
wish.
Experience.
All right.
Yes. That's right.
It's basically the lotto version of jewelry.
Yes.
What would you do if you were able to wear the crown jewels?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to answer our really dumb questions. We appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. I love being on. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, and was that sports guy? Was he a football player?
Baseball.
Whoa, ooh. We got a little tidbit.
Oh, a little dirt. A little dirt. You see that? Baseball pun?
Dirt. It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Ron in Park Forest.
What's your great news?
I know US 99 loves St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Yes.
We got a big charity ride, motorcycle ride, coming up this Saturday.
Ooh.
Really?
All proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Okay.
Where's the charity ride?
It's going to be starting out at Chi-Town Harley-Davidson in Tinley Park. We're going to be riding approximately 150 miles and ending up at X&O Sports Bar.
Ooh,
and where's that?
27th and Ridgeland.
Okay.
How many do you...
And at the sports bar, there's also going to be a classic car show.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is also participating in this St. Jude event for this gentleman that I know that's been putting it together because his brother was a patient at St. Jude's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really cool. So, Ron, do you happen to know how many people are already signed up to do the ride?
On average, we have anywhere between 300 and 500 motorcycles.
Wow.
Are you kidding
me? So this is an annual thing.
Yes, this is. My motorcycle club has been doing this, helping out this other law enforcement club for the last, say, 5 years.
Yeah.
But he's been putting it on for at least 7 years.
That's pretty amazing. Do you happen to know how many or how much money you've raised in years past?
Not off the top of my head, no, but it's always a really good fundraiser.
Oh, it sounds like it. St. Jude is a really great place to go. It's really supportive of families who don't have the money that they need to support their children when they're getting that special care. I love that you have that group going and that the group is so big, and you said that's this Saturday. What time do you guys kick off?
We start off to sign up is going to be at 8:30 a.m. and we'll be leaving the dealership at approximately 10:30 in the morning, and then ending up at X's and O's at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's unbelievable. Right. Do you guys ride that entire time?
Yes. We'll make like two like little stops where we'll get up, we'll stretch our legs, have some water.
Okay.
And then we just go back out and start riding again.
I love it. Well, everybody, if you see 500 motorcycle riders around the area this Saturday, you know who it is and what they're doing.
Yeah, come out and join us if you would like.
All right.
I'll take you guys out on the motorcycle.
Okay. Ron, what kind of motorcycle you ride?
I have a 2012 Harley Davidson Ultra Classic Special Edition.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Whoop.
Very nice. Ron, thanks for calling in with that great news to share it with everyone. And we hope, like you said, like we are big with St. Jude. We love St. Jude. And so anything we can do to help what is already a great cause, we're happy to do it.
Yeah, and if you guys show up, I'll buy you guys your first drink.
Oh,
well,
Ron.
All right.
Ron, don't tempt me, Ron.
Hopefully we'll see you there.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hopefully.
All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, thank you.
So my boss caught me sneaking out of work early. We got Colby and Elmhurst on the line right now.
Colby, what happened to you? You got caught sneaking out of work?
Yeah, so I've been pretty burnt out at my work lately. I work for I don't want to say exactly what I do, but I work for McDonald's Corporation.
Okay.
I've been, you know, feeling pretty burnt out at work for the last few weeks. And I just... That absolutely had it. I told my boss that I was going to go meet a client for some on-site meetings.
Okay.
And, you know, no client. I was just basically ditching the day. But I used...
Oh, no. Okay.
But then the actual client emailed my boss because they were trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, no.
For something totally unrelated. And my boss basically has... There's no way he's not putting two and two together.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Especially if they asked this, like, specifically for you. Like, they wouldn't be emailing your boss to ask you a question if they were going to see you later that day.
And, I mean, they emailed him, like, at the time that I specifically said I would be myself.
Oh,
no!
My gosh.
Are you
no.
What are the odds?
Colby.
Of course that's the way it's going to go down. So this just happened?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, you're going to be...
Have you talked to your boss since? Like, did your boss reach out? Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that's
my
a bit scarier.
Are you going into work today?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think what in the world I would say.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm literally racking my brain. Like, if I was put on the spot right here.
I think
like,
I'm starting to sweat a little
bit. I know.
Bit.
Like, I'm like, well, you have to lie, right? Like, you have to.
Go, I meant, did I say I was meeting with John? I meant Jill.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, man.
What does he do?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas, Colby?
All I can think of to say is that I could maybe say that I just told him the wrong client. I don't think I could get away with that. The only thing I can think of is maybe say that I misread my calendar and I was looking at next week. But I don't actually have anything on my calendar for them next week either, so I don't know.
Okay, all right, this is what you got to do. You call the client, and you try and put something in the books, even if it's just like a follow-up, just to catch up. Maybe it's to answer the question that they emailed your boss about. So find out what that question is, and you know, you can meet about it. And then tell your boss, be like, yeah, so I left for the meeting. I didn't realize until I was almost there, and then I just went home and worked from home the rest of the day.
I might be able to get away with that.
Oh, my God.
That's as good as I've got, I think.
It is a lie, but at least it's an attempt. Well, I don't know what to do to save you on that.
Yeah, Colby, I thought my situation was bad, man, but I think you might have me beat right now. Good luck with it, dude. That's tough, but we wish you the best of luck, man.
And pass along that I love the McDonald's French fries.
Okay. You're not getting anything free out of this,
come
Melissa.
On.
No, he's
try.
Already in trouble with his boss. He's not going to be able to pull any strings for you.
Okay.
Colby, thanks so much for the call, man.
Thanks, Colby. Good luck with that.
Thanks, guys.
Keith Urban is going to be at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on September 24th, and if you want a chance to win tickets right now, you got to win them through the 5 at 8:35, which Melissa... check your watch.
Oh, yeah. It's 8:35-ish.
Ish, yeah.
It's
which
close.
Means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. And today we've got Chris in Mantino and Jessica in Aurora. Chris, say hello to Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Hi, Chris.
All right. Okay. All right.
Are you two ready to play for some tickets to go see Keith Urban at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right. I hope you guys are pepped up and had your coffee.
That's right.
All right. We've got 5 country questions. The most important part is your name is your buzzer. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. What job did Cole Swindell do for 3 years on Luke Bryan's tour?
Chris. Backup singer.
Was he a backup singer?
No.
Good guess, though.
That
I like
was a
that.
Very
I
good
like
guess.
That guess.
Yeah. Would you like to take a guess, Jessica?
Sure. I'm trying to think. He's not a backup singer.
3 seconds.
Oh, I have no idea. Unpacking music equipment. I don't know.
That was a good guess, too.
That was a good guess
yeah,
as
I don't
well.
Know.
But no, the answer was sold his merch.
He sold his merchandise.
Cole Swindell sold Luke Bryan's merch before he became big.
Kind of crazy, huh?
The seals would have been right. Have been right.
Yeah. All right, question number two. What country artist has a track listing that includes songs like Unforgettable, Marry Me, 16, and Look What God Gave Her?
Jessica.
A little unsure about your name, but okay.
Yeah.
Is it Tom Thomas Rhett?
It is. All right. Jessica takes a 1-0 lead, heading to question number 3. Dierks Bentley also has a comedic parody country band that he plays in on the side of his popular solo act. What is the name of that band?
That could be a tough one.
Jessica. The K is silent?
Chris, what do you got?
Sorry. Hot Country Nights.
Is it Hot Country Nights? It is Hot Country Nights. So Chris ties it up 1-1 and into question 4.
Okay, here we go. Who sings the song By Dirt?
Chris.
Jessica.
Chris.
Brian is one of them.
Brian is the featured artist on the song.
Jessica, do you want to guess?
Yes, Jordan Davis.
Is it Jordan Davis? It is Jordan Davis.
Don't worry, Chris. You have a chance to tie it up, okay?
Question 5. US 99 artist Gabby Barrett got her start on what network television singing competition?
Ooh.
Three seconds?
Ooh. Jessica.
American
Idol. Why not?
Is it American Idol? It is American Idol.
Oh, you just squeezed it in there. Congratulations, Jessica. You're going to see Keith Urban September 24th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Now, don't worry, Chris. We're playing more 5 at 8:35 next week for Luke Combs tickets.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for playing, ladies. It's the 5 at 8:35.
Your Bears are undefeated this season.
Woo! Yes, they are.
They go into Lambeau on Sunday night football, playing the Packers. This is a big week, right?
Of course.
Naturally. Bears-Packers twice a year. It's always, we have it circled on our calendar. And now look, obviously we all know Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Packers.
Who
we all hate. I like that, yeah. However, guys, he will be the first one to tell you he's kind of owned the Bears over the years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's time that we just need to, and I don't even want to say this, but pay our respects to this guy because he has had a phenomenal career.
Ew,
as much as it pains
doing?
Me to say,
no.
I feel like, guys, I know, but just bear with
you?
Me. So I thought in honor of Bears Packers this weekend, we'd do an Aaron Rodgers quiz, because I want to go over some of these numbers with you, his stats. Like, they're incredible. I'm going to throw out a number, and you just tell me what stat it is. Is that cool?
I don't like this, but I'll go along with it.
Look, I know. All right? We'll start here, okay? 502. What stat do you think that is for him?
502?
502 over his entire career.
feels like wins against the Bears, but I know it's not that many games.
Wins?
I'm going to go touchdowns.
Touchdowns? 502 touchdowns in his career? Let's see if that is right. No, I'm sorry. That is the number of times he has been sacked in his career.
Oh!
Number of times he's been sacked.
Okay. That's fun.
What about 94? 94.
Touchdowns?
Touchdowns is the guess, Kyle?
I'm going to go along the same lines, rushing touchdowns, not throwing rushing touchdowns.
Okay, so it's more specific.
Yeah,
okay.
He can run the ball.
Is it either of those? I'm sorry, it is interceptions.
Ooh.
94 career interceptions.
Wish there was more.
You and me both. what about five? The number five?
Five.
The number five.
Injuries?
Injuries, that's a good guess.
I'm going to go number of MVPs. I know he has
MVPs,
a lot.
MVPs? I don't think he has that many. That is actually, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's actually the number of relationships he hasn't been able to work out.
Oh!
Which we shouldn't dwell on that at all. But it's been Jessica Zor, Olivia Munn, Kelly Rohrbach, Danica Patrick, Shailene Woodley. But who's keeping count, you know?
We are.
All right, last number. Last number, the number four.
Four.
Number four. What stat do you think that is for Aaron Rodgers?
Could that be? Can I go back and say injuries again?
Fumbles.
No, that is the number of NFC championships he's lost. Yeah. Hey, bear down, baby.
Hey. Bear down, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.